Our dua this morning comes from Surah Ibrahim, the 14th Surah of the Quran Kareem, verse 40. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. My Lord, make me and my offspring establish salam. Our Lord, accept my supplication. Here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam making dua to Allah that Allah should make him and those from his progeny steadfast upon salah. Allah should make him and his progeny amongst those who establish salah, not only perform salah, but who establish salah, meaning they perform salah as it ought to be performed regularly and consistently. And we see here that the concern of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for himself, even though he was a Nabi, even though he was Khalilullah, was of a spiritual nature. And the concern for his offspring was of a spiritual nature. We have financial concerns for our offspring, and accordingly we plan and we invest. And we do what we need to do in terms of providing for our children, not only during our lifetime, but beyond that as well. And that's good, that's fine, that's encouraged in our deen. But more important than that is to spiritually provide and to provide from a religious perspective. And the most important thing when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to deen, is salah. As-salatu imaduddin. It is the foundation, it is the most important pillar of Islam. And here we see that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had concern for himself, even though he was a Nabi, when it came to his salah. His children also, he had concern for them. And this tells us about the importance of being worried and being focused and planning for the proper Islamic education and training of not only your immediate children, but your offspring beyond that as well. And we should be making dua to Allah, not only for the financial prosperity of our children, and not only for the material well-being of our children, but their spiritual well-being as well. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى.